Project Lovebug was not designed by a doctor. It is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose. On top of that, it employs hyperventilation. It can make you lightheaded. Possibly briefly lose consciousness. Please take care to do this exercise while in a very comfortable seated position or while lying down. Project Lovebug. Human beings have achieved great heights through culture. We've created sanctuaries and havens in every environment on our world. We've crafted parts of our natural environment into our modern world. The skill we mastered, which sets us apart from the other species, who rely on mostly instinct, is mimicry or acculturation. Nearly all life forms are born with instinct. They have instruction on how to be what they are embedded in them. It can take a human decades to master what they need to perform at the top levels of our society. On our way to maturity, so many things can disrupt our acculturation. In fact, getting through all of our maturation without at least a few things going wrong is unheard of. That's why we all have quirks and worse. Are you free? A free person could choose to correct or even change their own acculturation. They can reinforce what's truly important and release what holds them back. Lovebug is an acculturation experience designed to update a participant's recognition and acceptance of love and connection to all of life. While talking through and conceptualizing an idea is helpful, in order to fix unintended acculturation or trauma, we need to have an experience, one that connects body and mind to the moment, an intentional moment. First, we'll activate our imaginations in whatever form you're comfortable. Images, inner dialogue, emotions, or a combination of them. We're going to imagine walking a path. We'll start in a memory of a time you felt alone, isolated, or outnumbered. Have you got that time in mind? Describe it to yourself. Now, imagine on the other end of this path is the home of Lovebug. It's something we all have in common, the ability to feel united and loved as a cherished member of a great whole. We are all connected to this place and feeling through our hearts. When we act through love, we are connected to every other living being and to all of life in all of its diversity. This is a place we should always know how to reach. Can you remember or imagine a time you were tightly connected to love? Simply thinking about and imagining a connection to love isn't enough. Experience is a bodily event. In order to create Project Lovebug's experience in you, we must ground our thoughts, feelings, and the passion of love into our bodies. We'll do this with intention and hyperventilation. It is our body's way to prepare for an ordeal, something that can shape the rest of our lives. Normally, it's a natural reaction to danger. Since we can intentionally induce it, we'll use hyperventilation, followed by breath retention, to shift ourselves into the correct state of mind for formative experience. Are you comfortably seated or lying down? This experience will only be effective if you imagine walking a path from isolation to love while actually doing the breath work. Feel free to simply observe at first, but this is something that only benefits you in doing, not knowing. If, at any time, you've had enough hyperventilation or breath retention, then inhaling a long, slow breath, holding briefly, and then a long, slow exhalation with a brief hold will do. This is called a box breath, and you can do this for the remainder of the time while the video recording catches up. And if you find that the breath work is a struggle, then you should repeat this exercise until it's not a challenge anymore. Okay, if they aren't already, close your eyes. Imagine that you are in the place of isolation that you thought of earlier. And while you do this, breathe in completely to fill your lungs and exhale only a little bit. I'll be doing the breathing with you, and it's going to last approximately 45 seconds. Try to keep up, and if you feel like you can't, just start doing the box breaths and jump right back in afterwards. Here we go. Now pull in and hold that final breath. Hold your breath for about a minute and a half, and while you do that, begin turning away from the place of isolation that you have imagined and begin walking down your pathway, the path that not now, but will eventually lead you to Project Lovebug. Continue holding your breath. You're over halfway done with your breath retention. If you feel uncomfortable and need to stop holding your breath, remember that box breaths are one long, slow inhalation, a pause, and one long, slow exhalation, followed by a pause. If at any time during breathing or breath retention you need to, feel free to do box breaths. Release your breath in one long, slow exhalation, and if you can, while there is no air in your lungs, count to 10. Now draw in a long, full exhalation and hold for a count of 10. Good. Now imagine pure love and unity, and know that this is where the path that we are walking leads as we repeat our hyperventilation exercise, starting now. Now inhale and hold that last breath. And as you hold your breath for a total of 90 seconds, feel the warmth and comfort of arriving at Love Bug. Imagine a glowing web connecting love. And that love is the web that connects all living beings. Continue retaining your breath. And if you have trouble, remember the box breaths we discussed earlier. Project Lovebug is the feeling of connection and unity that we naturally feel in our lives, and that with this practice and similar practices, we can continue to feel and go back to at any time. It is a healthy and natural part of the human experience, one we should feel every day, one that will make the world a better place. Now release your breath, exhale fully, and hold your breath out for a count of 10. Now inhale and hold for a count of 10. Remember, if the breath work was a struggle, you can repeat this exercise until you feel comfortable. Now, imagine looking out over the glowing web of love that connects everyone. You can see dark patches that aren't lit up and do not pulse with energy. These are other people in the world that still need to learn how to reconnect. Think of great leaders and teachers who represent life and goodness and love. Whatever that looks like in your life. Think of any mythical, religious, academic, cultural, or even pop culture people or persons who you aspire toward. They connect to love in the same way, even though they might not visualize with Project Lovebug. As your heart beats and energy from your center hums, you notice that another point in Lovebug's net is pulsing in their center too. Whether the person or people you imagine are living, dead, real, or simply imaginal, you can connect in a real way with them through your love. And through emulating their loving acts in your life. Now, think of someone in your family who has shown you love. If none come to mind, you can also imagine an ancestor who would have lived at the time in history that interests you. Imagine something they did or would have done to express their love. It pulses in Lovebug's network in tune with your heartbeat. Now that we are connected and networking within Lovebug, it's time to let love inspire you. How can you bring more love and connection to your life and through to those close to you? It's time to return to your daily life. but there's never a need to disconnect from Love Bug. As you go through your day, revisit the memory of this experience. Feel the power of love pulsing in tune with your beating heart. You can anchor this connection to our physical world by finding ways to make our society a more loving and compassionate place, however you can. For some, this connection may be a one-time experience. Others may wish to repeat Love Bug anytime they are down. Some may experience Project Love Bug every day as their new routine. The more you connect, the stronger the pulse of love can run through you. Can you think of anyone who would give Project Love Bug a try? Everyone could use a little more love, right?